And after that, I also developed that, oh, this is me, this body, anything that is connected to this body is mine.
Reading.
But when we Atmanivedan, we become Atmanivedan, take your shelter. The moment we take shelter of your lotus feet, that this body and anything connected to this body, I surrender to you. This Atmanivedan at your lotus feet, when one does, then, oh, I'm very happy today. I have so much wealth, family, life, sons, prestige, everything, all honor, everybody is honoring me. But everything whatever I have, I offer at your lotus feet. And when person performs like this, then he has nothing to, I don't have any responsibility. What is my responsibility? Whatever is, I give all freedom, everything at your lotus feet. I surrender everything. Shri Krishna is Sarveshwar, the God of all gods. Taking shelter of his lotus feet means worshipping whatever I am doing, I surrender at lotus feet, and then this is the success of your life. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is described, the way when you water a root of a tree, then the branches, the trunk, the leaves, everybody receives the nourishment. Everyone receives the nourishment. If you give food to the through the mouth, then all these senses are nourished. Like this, if you serve Krishna, you must understand all the demigods, mother, father, brother, sister, everybody is taken care of. There is nothing else remains for you to be done. Nothing else remains for you to do. If you water the root, you nourish all the branches, leaves, etc. If suppose some person gives water through the leaves, what happens then? Is it any good? Rather, all these flowers and all they are growing, they will fall down. It is not possible to water everywhere, every place. I will serve Bhagavan also, and I will serve the demigods also. Never, never you should think of worshipping the demigods. There is an example quoted here. You have to feed through the mouth, through all the senses. All the senses get the nourishment. If you don't feed nourishment into the eye, food into the eye or nose, what good is it going to do? Rather, your eyes will spoil. You do not serve into the stomach. You have to serve through the mouth. No need to serve the demigods. But when I am connected to bhakti, bhajan, Gurudev is there, devotees are there, other associates are there, yes, them we will worship. Them we will worship because they are connected to Krishna. Translation.
This fourth slok of the Shikshastika, Nandanam Najanam Nastudin Kavita Pajagadishikamani. This ruchi, or attainment of taste. And for the Jatarasi Sadak, this implies the Madhyama Gita of Sivada Krishna. After most of the Anandana is filled, then one enters into the platform of ruchi, or taste. And what are the symptoms seen in such a sadak? At that time, these symptoms must appear in him that are explained in the fourth verse of Shikshastaka. In the previous verse of Chanada Pisanichena, the four qualities that the sadak must have been mentioned. More tolerant in the tree, more humble in the blade of grass, giving all respect to others and not demanding respect for oneself. When one chants the name with faith, as well as with these four qualities, then the symptoms of ruchi will appear in himself. He will not pray to Krishna for the attainment of wealth, for friends, wives, or children, nor will he be interested in attaining material proficiency and learning. He will not pray for any of these things, but only birth after birth. That devotee will pray that my life is that I may have bhakti the lotus feet of my life and soul to Krishna. Such a sadhak will never pray for any other attainment. Srimad Bhagavatam has mentioned, until that time, if the jiva has not taken shelter of the feet of Bhagavan, then his wealth, friends, family, house, etc., are simply causes of fear, lamentation, and illusion. Therefore, Sri Chakrabhattuna has mentioned after the Vedana, Durpada Kori, Hoylo Paramasu, Dukituna Gelo, Chintana Rajibo, Chodika Ananda, Sri Bhaktivinoda Kori said, O Krishna, after the Vedana, completely turning myself to your true lotus feet, Hoylo Paramasu, I am experiencing supreme happiness. By this Dukituna Gelo, unhappiness has been dispelled, Chintana Rajibo. I experience no thinking for my own pleasure, and I am always chosen another decade, and I see happiness in the 14th world. Therefore, such a devotee who is completely surrendering himself, they feel no more responsibility for themselves because they have given that responsibility completely to Sri Krishna. Therefore, such a person has this mentality of surrender while performing the limbs of growth, like Archan, etc., that we can understand that Sadak's life is successful. Therefore, Bhagavatam has given the idea that one should all one's endeavors to the service of the Lord. Yatara Toro Pulam is mentioned in our Trikyanti Tatskanda Bhujoka Sankha. Bhagavatam has given these two examples. One is the example of the tree, and the other one is the example of the mouth or stomach. Just like by putting Yatara Toro Pulam is mentioned in our by giving water to the root of a tree, then all the concomitant factors associated with the tree will also be nourished. For example, the leaves, the flowers, the branches. By putting water on the leaves and on the flowers, then there is no benefit for the tree. In the same way that the body only has to endeavor for one point of service to the Lord, and everything else is included. Such a devotee has no need to ever perform any type of worship to the demigod, service to mother, father, to children, to the government, or anything. All this included within the service of the Lord. Other example is given the mouth. Just by putting prasad in the mouth, then automatically strength is given to the whole body. There is no need to push prasad in the eyes or the ears. That would be useless. In the same way, the devotee, the person who wants to perform Bhagavad Bhajan, should only give all their endeavors to the service of Bhagavan. There is no need to devote one's attention to anyone or anything else. But of course, if we see the demigods in relationship to Bhagavan in the form of Gurudev or Vaishnav, then that type of worship of the devas, there is no fault.
Hari Meva Shri Ashmare. Hari Bhakti,
person who's performing
choreography.
He tries for various paraphernalia, like his feeding, like his arms, his clothes. Suppose if he loses, or suppose he's not able to achieve it, then he doesn't become anxious. He's in no anxiety. He always remembers Harikesh. Suppose he's not able to achieve his material desire easily, or if he gets, and due to some trouble, he loses them, then he just takes the shelter of the Govindam and Bhagavad Katha. If you have taste, ruchi in Bhagavad Katha and the chanting of the name, and naturally you will not have any attachment towards any material sense object. Whatever easily he achieves for the maintenance of his life, like food and clothing, he accepts it. And he doesn't try. Or if he loses them, he doesn't become disturbed. He just thinks that by the Lord's desire, I attained it. By Lord's desire, I lost it. Best because of past karma, I'm losing or I'm gaining. He doesn't become disturbed in whatever condition he is. And all the time, and unattached, and with stable mind, he remembers Bhagavan. Sulitada has written in one place these words. Loss and gain, life and death, prestige and defame, this is all in the hands of the Lord. It is nothing in my control. Or if I will get fame, or if I will be defamed, suppose I lose something, or suppose I gain something, a devotee, he doesn't worry about all these things. He doesn't lament what is in my control about these things. Reading. Suppose somebody died, some very dear person, very close, day and night, now he's worried about this, crying. Or suppose he loses money. Maybe he has some property, somebody else has taken it away. And he puts some money in the bank, that bank loses all the money. He doesn't get disturbed because of this. He doesn't feel sorrowful. And suppose if he feels angry about something, how will he be able to remember, meditate on the Govind? Suppose somebody dies, what is the devotee thing? This is the way the material world is. And whatever he does, the last committarium, right? He does the proper Vaishnava etiquette, all those. Like Chitraketu's lifetime characters, we see how his glorious character and his glorious life. He doesn't become angry. If you become angry, you cannot remember, meditate on the Lord. He should not become angry and should not become sorrowful in your life. I've seen many people, usually, generally, they feel anger or sorrowful. But if you want to perform bhajan, you have to leave these two things. Very important. In the degree to which Anything, sorry, there, anything that is needed for performing your bhakti, you collect that much. More if you try to collect, it will just create attachment, bonding to the material world. How much is needed for bhakti? That much, enough. According to the need, if he collects more than his need, definitely he will fall down from spiritual life. Oh, I am performing bhajan for so long time, but no realization is coming.
Oh, I am doing bhajan for long time.
English.
But I have no realization. What is going on, I am not realizing anything.
About this, they are speaking. Bhakti Parishanu Bhava. A person is eating.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further
go
calls,
away.
Well, more than necessary, simply our spiritual life will be lost. observe, I've been chanting for a long time, but I do not have realization. Is it impossible? Srila Bhagavatam describes that three things must be accompanied with devotional service. Bhakti, whatever, Bhakta, Pada, Abhadesh, Anubhava. Just like if someone is hungry, with each mouthful of food, of prasad, automatically, twisty, pushti, and sabriti must occur. With each handful of edibles that I consume, one must feel twisty, satisfaction, twisty, strength, and sabriti means the cessation of hunger. In the same way that one is not satisfied simply by taking one handful, all these three things must be experienced. But as each handful is consumed, one will experience these three things. Therefore, by continuing bhajan, one will experience an increase in these three things. But this is only for a surrendered soul. To that degree we surrender, to that degree we perform bhajan. To that degree we will have experienced these three things. And to that degree we will have realization of our istadevis. Then when such a devotee, by bhajan, their mind will always be peaceful. They will be detached from material enjoyment. And automatically they will have knowledge about what is chit and achit. What is the difference between matter and spirit? So that person who has realization of the truth is a Bhagavan, then these symptoms must be seen. They must have ruchi and bhajan, they must have detachment from the material enjoyment, and they must have knowledge of tattva-gyan. Therefore, these three things run concomitantly. Bhajan, realization of tattva-gyan, and detachment from things not related to the service of Hari Guru and Vaishnava. But we should not be detached from those things which are utilized in the service of Bhagavan, and neither should we try to enjoy them. For example, Gurudev's shoes, Gurudev's umbrella, Gurudev's cloth, or Gurudev's bed, or to speak of Gurudev himself. We should not try to enjoy or use those things for our own enjoyment. We should understand how to respect them, understand that these are enjoyed by Sri Krishna. We can see a great example of this in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sanat Goswami, because of coming from Vrindavan, his body was covered in oil. Thus he was leaching pasta blood from his body. The Bhagavan would try to embrace him, would embrace him by force. Then Sri Sanat Goswami, he wished to give up his body by being crushed under the wheels of Jagannath Ratha Yatra. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him. This is my body that I will use to do any service to Krishna through. Therefore, if you can get Krishna by killing yourself, by dying, does that mean everyone that dies attains Krishna? No. Therefore, this is the example of how everything should be used in the service of Sri Krishna. Therefore, in performing bhajan, one must have, if one is performing bhajan in the correct manner, one must have realization of Bhagavan, and one must have automatic detachment for those things not used in the service of Bhagavan Vaishnava. Therefore, Sri Raghunath Goswami has prayed in the field of Sri Sanat Goswami. By that, you've been bhakti, that's not by Amam, that is Sri Sanatana. Imam Buddhya, Paraduka, Dumi, Sanatana, from Bhagavan Sayana. Sri Raghunath Goswami says, I pray in the field of Sri Sanat Goswami. Because he gives one bhakti rag layered with renunciation. That Sanat Goswami is very unhappy seeing the suffering of others. And the Sri Sanat Goswami is Sudasambhavna Jnana Data. He is that all powerful Vaishnava who gives one, the donor, who bestows upon one, knowledge of one's pure relationship with Krishna.
Restoration Group and Earth Mom, our supplementary trust, providing for you this beautifully packaged incense. All of the proceeds will go toward the restoration of the Holy Gong, and this incense is going to be sold at a reduced cost. And please bear in mind that there's a limited quantity. Please come and see me after class if you're interested.
Hare Krishna. Dr. Ashok Saha. Bangla থেকে দেখলেন ডক্টর অশোক সাহা খালি মাঠের পরে আমাকে দেখা করবেন ডক্টর অশোক সাহা সুচিত্রা দেখবাম বলিভিয়ার চেয়ার সুচিত্রা দেখবাম বলিভিয়ার সিগনেচার হ্যান্ডপ্রিন্ট সুচিত্রা দেখবাম বলিভিয়ার মিডিয়া তার ক্লাস প্লিজ মিটিং গুরুদেব ফোন এবার অনেক ভাইয়ারে ভাই নিয়ে আমি সুচিত্রা দেখি ফ্রম বলিভিয়ার
Yeah, what's up, guys? Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Talk to you in 6 hours.
Hey, Bob.